Etat, all these words about the Yadu family and Vishnu family. Kansaya, unto King Kansa. Bhagavan, the most powerful representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shashamsha, informed Kansa, who was in doubt. Abhyetya, after approaching him. Narada, the great sage Narada. Bhume, on the surface of the earth. Bharayamananam, of those who were a burden. Daityanam cha, and of the demons. Vada udyamam, the endeavor to kill. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Once the great saint Narada approached Kansa and informed him of how the demoniac persons who were a great burden on the earth were going to be killed, thus Kansa was placed into great fear and doubt. Purport. It has already been discussed that Mother Earth implored Lord Brahma to give her relief from the distress created by the burdensome demons, and then Lord Brahma informed her that Lord Krishna himself was going to appear. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever there is a burden created by the demons, and whenever the innocent devotees are distressed by demonic rulers, the Lord appears in due course of time to kill the demons with the assistance of His real representatives, who are technically called demigods. In the Upanishad it is stated, demigods are different parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is the duty of the parts of the body to serve the whole, the duty of Krishna's devotees to serve Krishna as He wants. Krishna's business is to kill the demons, and therefore this should be a devotee's business also. Because the people of Kali Yuga are fallen, however, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of kindness for them, did not bring any weapon to kill them. Rather, by spreading Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna, He wanted to kill their nefarious demoniac activities. This is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. Unless the demoniac activities on the surface of the world are diminished or vanquished, no one can be happy. The program for the conditioned soul is fully described in Bhagavad Gita, and one simply has to follow these instructions to become happy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore prescribed Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. Let people chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly, then their demonic tendencies will be killed and they'll become first class devotees, happy in this life and in the next. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamshta Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare. Loudly, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So here Narada Muni is just informed Kansa about the plan of the Lord, and Kansa is in fear and doubt. This material world, always there is some fear, because a person who is in bodily consciousness, he is always fearful about the loss of his relatives, or about the loss of the body, loss of his possessions. Bhayavaha, this material world is bhayavaha. But one who takes shelter of Krishna, he is fearless. Here Kansa is fearful because he is attached to his material situation. But a devotee, one who remembers Krishna, he is always fearless. Just the other day I was discussing in the Hindi class a similar passage in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, Chitraketu Maharaj story. Chitraketu Maharaj was cursed by the wife of Lord Shiva to become a demon, which is also very, very, undesirable thing. But when he was cursed, he was completely fearless. And then Lord Shiva is saying, Narayana para sarve na kutashana bibhyat swarga pavarga narakeshu api tulyartha darshan. That one who is a devotee of Narayana or Krishna, na kutashana bibhyati, for him there is no fear. Swarga, apavarga and naraka, heavenly planets, hellish planets or liberation, he is equal to all. He sees everything equally because he sees the presence of Krishna everywhere. So, stavar jangam dekhe na dekha tara murti sarvatra hai ishta deva smriti. A pure devotee is always fearless, he is always joyful because he sees the presence of Krishna in everything, everywhere. On the other hand, Kansa is in anxiety that he may be killed. And Prabhupada explains in the purport here the purpose of the advent of Krishna. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma sansthapanartha sambhavami yuge yuge. To destroy the demonians, to protect his devotees, and to establish the principles of religion. Because more important than all of these purposes is to just give pleasure to his devotees. Krishna is Rasa Bihari. He is performing his beautiful pastimes in Vrindavan to attract everyone's heart. There are two kinds of devotees. There are those who are Nitya Siddha, liberated, some of the gopis who have come with the Lord, the cowherd boys, and the Lord is giving them pleasure. Raso Vaise, Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure, so he is enacting leelas for the pleasure of the devotees. And for the conditioned souls, Krishna is performing his pastimes to attract their mind. Just like sometimes in movies, before the movie is actually released, there is a trailer, a small trailer is given, a 3 minutes trailer, which gives an idea of what is there in the movie to attract the audience. You know? So when Krishna performs his pastimes here, he is just giving a little sample to attract all the living beings to his lotus feet. Once one devotee wrote to Srila Prabhupada this letter. Prabhupada, in the spiritual world, Krishna is 16 years old. So Krishna is not performing his childhood pastimes. He is 16 years old. So what does Mother Yashoda do there? So Krishna is 16 years old. So Prabhupada says, why are you asking this question? Why don't you go there and see for yourself? Krishna is performing his leela in the spiritual world also. He is not in a small baby, but he is 16 years old. But still, the devotees are engaged in the loving service of the Lord. So devotees should have that kind of that eagerness, lavlyam, to be united with Krishna. Especially for most of us like myself who are conditioned, pulled by material desires, This hearing of Krishna Leela, hearing of the beautiful pastimes of Krishna, can create an attraction for the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada mentions another part, another point in the purport, that a devotee should try to serve Krishna as he wants. This is they explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, difference between kama and prema. Kama is lust and prema is love. Kama is atma indriya priti vancha tare bole kam. That one who desires for one's own pleasure, whatever activities we do for our own pleasure, that is kam, lust. But Krishna indriya priti, if anything is done for the pleasure of Krishna, that is love. So the supreme position of gopis is explained in one of the purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Lord Shiva performed tapasya for 60,000 years just to understand the glory of the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis. Still he could not understand. Why the gopis are given such importance or respect is because of their quality of unconditional service without any tinge of personal interest. Most of us who are in this material world, even though we are practicing devotional service, our devotional service is mixed with material desires. But the pure love of the gopis, which is glorified by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramya Kvachi Dupasana Vrajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita, the love of the gopis is considered as an ideal, as a standard for those aspiring on the path of pure devotional service. Because in the love of the gopis, there is no interest, there is no personal interest. There is only the thought of the pleasure of Krishna. The gopis do dress themselves very nicely. But why? Just so that Krishna becomes pleased. Every activity is aimed for one objective, and that is the pleasure of Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying the gopis, the love of the gopis, in the conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. He is discussing the different rasas, and then he comes to the love of the gopis. And the love of the gopis is the highest because there is no desire for personal sense gratification. There is a famous story of how when Krishna had a headache, Krishna was suffering from headache, and there was no other medicine which would work. And Krishna asked for the dust of the lotus feet of his devotees. The Narada Muni was asking for the dust of the feet of the devotees. So, but nobody was ready to give. But when the gopis, when they heard that Krishna has headache, they were willing to give their dust. Although they knew that if you give the dust of their feet to the Supreme Lord, they have to go to hell. It doesn't matter, even if we have to go to hell, but if Krishna is pleased, if Krishna is happy, then that is the greatest pleasure. The same thing is described in the last chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. How a devotee, in the Shikshastakam prayers, Ashlisya va padaratam pinashtu mam, adarshanan marmahatam karotu va. Devotee is praying, Lord Chaitanya in the mood of a devotee, whether you embrace me or make me broken hearted, you are my Lord unconditionally. This unconditional service is what attracts the mind of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just the desire to please Krishna. And specifically Prabhupada mentions in Kali Yuga, this is exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other yugas, the Lord is killing the demons. Lord Narasimhadev is killing with his nails. Lord Varahadev is just killing by the touch of his fingers. Lord Ramchandra is using his bow and arrow. Lord Krishna sometimes uses Sudarshan Chakra. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is simply showing mercy, not killing them, but killing the demonic mentality. Sango Pangastra Parshadam. It is explained by the Acharyas that the Astra is his beauty. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty and the holy name. By the Astra of the holy name, he destroys all the ignorance. Like in the Bible it says, hate the sin, not the sinner. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Karuna Murthy, his compassion personified. In one very beautiful lecture, Srila Prabhupada in the verse on the song of Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana, Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a process which is kevala ananda kanda. In the process there is no misery, there is no difficulty. Ananda kanda, Prabhupada writes just these three things: chanting, dancing and feasting. Just that is a simple process. Just by following this process of chanting the holy name, all the demons within the heart are destroyed. Of course, it is, one has to be patient, because we have been in this material world for a long time. So it may not happen that just by in a moment we may attain perfection. It takes some time. But again, a devotee should be very patient. There's a story in the Chaitanya Bhagavat about Mukunda Datta. Mukunda Datta is actually one of the eternal associates of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was granting his mercy in the Mahaprakash Leela to all the associates. To Murari Gupta, he showed his form of Lord Ramchandra. To Haridas Thakur, he fulfilled his desire. Haridas Thakur wanted to become, he said that, "I want the remnants of the devotees. Please make me a dog of the Vaishnavas." To Sridhar Kolavecha, he showed the form of Krishna Balaram. To one simple lady who was helping in the Abhishek, she was in the background and Lord Chaitanya saw her and asked, "What is your name?" She said, "My name is Dukhi." And Lord Chaitanya said, "This name is, I don't like it. Your name will be Sukhi, joyful." But then he didn't show mercy to Mukunda Datta. And Srivas Thakur was concerned. This shows the Vaishnava's nature. A Vaishnava is more concerned to get, that others get mercy than he himself get mercy. Most of us would be satisfied that I have received the mercy. But Srivas Thakur, who is none other than Narada Muni in Krishna Leela, he pleads to the Lord, "Please show mercy to Mukunda." And Lord Chaitanya reacts very angrily. He says, "Don't speak about him. He's like," in Hindi they say, "Ganga gaye Ganga Das, Jamuna gaye Jamuna Das." Wherever he goes, he behaves accordingly. When he's with devotees, he discusses pure devotional service. With his impersonalist, he discusses this impersonalism. "I don't want to see his face." Can you imagine how painful it is? Supreme Lord in front of his devotees, and Mukundat is just by the door. He is hearing the Lord's angry chastisement, you know, that "I don't want to see his face." But Srivas, then Mukunda Datta doesn't give up hope. There's one in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami says, "Asha Badda," that the living and the devotee should be hopeful, hope against hope, that someday I will receive the mercy of the Lord. Usaha Dhairya Nishchaya, to maintain that patience. So again he pleads, "Please, please ask the Lord, will I ever see him?" And when Srivas conveys to the Lord, Lord replies, "He will see me, but after 10 million births." That's a long time. Most of us would be disappointed. 10 million births, that means assuming at least 10 years in every species, average, that would be 100 million years. Most of us would think of giving up the path for 99 million years and then come back. But Mukunda was so happy. He was joyful. He said, I will see my Lord only after 10 million births. And then the Lord was so happy to see his reaction, the Lord called him immediately. The devotee said, "Come, Mukunda, Lord is calling." He said, "Yes, after 10 million births." "No, right now." The Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Because you had faith in my words, all your offenses are forgiven." We have to have faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada, in the words of the Acharyas, in the words of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That iha haite sarva siddhi hai. That just by the process of chanting, one will attain the supreme perfection. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Varanasi, he did not want to meet the Mayavadis. But one of the Brahmins, one Maharashtriya Brahmin, arranged a meeting. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to show mercy. The Mayavadis, headed by Prakashananda Saraswati, they were inside, and Lord Chaitanya took a very humble position. He was sitting at the place where generally people wash their feet. Lord Chaitanya is defeating the pride of the Mayavadis by exhibiting his personal humility. And Prakashananda Saraswati pulled the Lord by his hand and called him inside. And Lord Chaitanya exhibited his Brahma Teja effulgence. Because he knew this is what will attract the mind of the Mayavadis. And then he complained to Lord Chaitanya that why are you simply chanting and dancing? You are supposed to be a sannyasi. You have taken sannyas from Keshav Bharati. You are such an exalted person. And this chanting and dancing is for women, children, or those who are not very intelligent. Why don't you discuss Vedanta Sutra? And Lord Chaitanya could have chastised, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt with them in a very gentle way. He said, Guru More Janila Murkha Kariya Shasan. My Guru told me, you are a fool. You do not have any right to study Vedanta Sutra. But simply chant Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that Lord Chaitanya is not a fool. He is the greatest of the scholars. As you know, in Navadvip Leela, he defeated Keshav Kashmiri and then he defeated Sarvam Bhattacharya. But Lord Chaitanya is showing that disciples should think before his spiritual master, I am a fool. And my Guru Maharaj said, you just chant Hare Krishna. And I was chanting Hare Krishna and tears were coming out of my eyes, symptoms of ecstasy. And I asked my Guru Maharaj, Kiba Mantra Dila Gosai Japite Japite Haila Pagal. What kind of mantra have you given me? I am becoming mad. And my Guru Maharaj said, Bhala Haila. Bhala Haila means very good. This is the effect of the Maha Mantra. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that the spiritual master is very pleased when he sees the disciple making spiritual advancement. Prabhupada gives the example of a small child. When a child starts walking or child starts learning language, then the mother and father feel great happiness. Similarly, the spiritual master, who is the spiritual father, he feels great happiness when the disciple develops taste for hearing and chanting. And then Prabhupada writes there that Guru doesn't feel so much pleasure if the disciple simply brings money, but he feels more pleasure in the disciple making spiritual advancement. And then Prabhupada quotes Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, who says that I have so many mutts, temples, at the expense of all the mutts, if I could make one pure devotee, then my mission would be successful. So how important it is to make a sincere endeavor to develop love for Krishna by following the teachings of Prabhupada. Because by doing so, we can please Prabhupada, we can please Krishna. Just like once in some place, I don't remember, probably it was New Vrindavan or some place, devotees were asking Prabhupada, what will please you the most? And devotees were thinking Prabhupada would give different answers. And Prabhupada said, I'll be pleased if you love Krishna, you develop your love for Krishna. In the last line of today's purport, Prabhupada is emphasizing this point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prescribes Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatavanam. That in this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way except the chanting of the holy name. And Prabhupada, in the next line, he says, let people chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly. This constant chanting is at various places Prabhupada emphasizes. This constant chanting is developed by following the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This very interesting collection, I think most of you are familiar, this is a collection of Srila Prabhupada's quotations on chanting. I would like to discuss some of the excerpts about the holy name which Srila Prabhupada is giving in his books and in his conversation. Particularly in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Adilila, 17th chapter. Now Lord Chaitanya has just come back from Gaya. Lord Chaitanya is, as you know, he was a very proud scholar, Nimai Pandit, and some of his other devotees would tell him, oh crest jewel of arrogance, you know, Abhiman Shiromani, why are you behaving like this? Why don't you worship Krishna? And the Lord Chaitanya would smile and say, someday I'll become a devotee of Krishna, that even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will come to get my association. So, Lord Chaitanya's transformation takes place when he gets initiated by Ishwarapuri. Lord Chaitanya, after the demise of his father, he goes to Gaya to perform the final rites. In Gaya, as many of you might have been there, there's a temple of Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. Anybody of you been to Gaya? There is no deity, but just lotus feet of the Lord. And this is where all the worship is being performed. That's the main deity. That's the lotus feet of the Lord. So when Lord Chaitanya went there, so far he was not initiated. He had met Ishwarapuri once in Navadvip and they had some loving exchanges, but initiation had not taken place. So Lord Chaitanya saw some Brahmins were doing some offering of incense and ghee lamp and some flowers. And one of the Brahmins was reciting some beautiful verses describing the glories of the lotus feet of the Lord. He said, "These are the same lotus feet from where Mother Ganga emanates. Ganga Mai is called Vishnu Padi because she is emanating from the lotus feet of Vishnu. So Ganga is purifying the whole world because of her contact with the lotus feet of the Lord." As in the beginning we were talking about fear, but meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, one can become fearless. Bhajahu re mana shri nanda nandana abhaya charanar vindare. So these brahmanas were reciting verses that these are the same lotus feet which are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Lakshmi Devi is constantly serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Anybody who even meditates for the word is used, tila, sesame seed, just for a moment, if one meditates on the lotus feet of the Lord, he will not have to see Yamadutas again. He will become free from all sinful reaction. It is explained in the third canto of the Bhagavatam that just like the striking of the thunderbolt would break the mountain peaks into pieces, similarly by meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, all one's sinful reactions from many, many births are destroyed in one moment. So Lord Chaitanya was hearing the glories of the lotus feet of the Lord. While seeing the lotus feet, he was in ecstasy. And then he looked around and there was the great Ishwarapuri. Lord Chaitanya offered his obeisances and spoke, "Gaya yatra safal haila amar," that now my pilgrimage to Gaya is successful because I am seeing you. In one of the purports of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains that how just by the darshan, by seeing a pure devotee, one becomes purified. Gangara parasya haile paschate pavan, darshane pavitra koro ehi to margu. By taking bath in Ganga, one becomes purified. But just by seeing a great devotee, one becomes purified. Any place where a pure devotee resides, if there is any river flowing, that is as good as Ganga or Yamuna. Any mountain is as good as Govardhan. Because the pure devotee carries Krishna within his heart. Tirtha kurvanti tirthani. He makes all the places into holy places just by his very presence. So, Lord Chaitanya glorified Ishwarapuri by saying, "Gaya yatra safal haila amar." Now my pilgrimage to Gaya is successful because I am seeing your lotus feet. By coming here and doing pindadan, people go to Gaya to offer oblations and prayers and shraddha for the departed soul. So if you offer some service, then the person in whose name you do the offering, he is purified, he is elevated. But just by seeing you, many, many millions of ancestors are purified. There is no holy place equal to a pure devotee. So Ishwarapuri replied, he says, "Nimai, I know you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first time I saw you in Navadvip, from that time I cannot think of anybody else except you." In this way they exchanged kind words and they parted to do different services. Lord Chaitanya went to all these 16 Gayas, there are 16 Gayas, and did all these ceremonies, and then he came back and he was cooking some offering for the Lord. Just when the offering was over, there was a knock on the door and Nimai opened the door and there was the great Ishwarapuri smiling in ecstasy. Ishwarapuri jokingly said, "I have come at the right time, Nimai. Just the offering is over." And Nimai said, "Yes, please, please take this, honor this prasad. And Isharpuri said, no, I did not inform you. Let us take half and half. Nimai said, no, and served everything to his spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing two principles here. First, how a disciple should offer menial service to his spiritual master. And second is, how the Supreme Lord takes pleasure in serving his devotee. In Navadvip Leela also, although Lord Chaitanya was very proud and arrogant and he would defeat people, catching them by their necks, but he would never offend any devotee. In fact, he would offer service to devotees by washing their clothes and any menial service. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Shuddha Bhagata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula, that the service to the pure devotee is very purifying, the dust of the pure devotee. Bhagata Seva Paramasiddhi Prema Latikara Mula, serving great devotees is the root of the Prema Lata. This brings nourishment to the creeper of pure devotional service. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu served all the prasad to Ishwarapuri, and then he went and saw, and there was again prasad, there was more prasad there. After some few days, Lord Chaitanya went to Ishwarapuri and requested for initiation. Ishwarapuri knew that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as a service, he gave initiation. Prabhupada writes in the purport that one should serve Krishna the way Krishna wants. You know, we should not be attached to what we want, but whatever Krishna wants, as is revealed by Srila Prabhupada and the representatives of Srila Prabhupada. So, after receiving initiation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started exhibiting symptoms of ecstasy. In fact, he wanted to run to Vrindavan. He started crying out, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Krishna. And then he heard a voice from the sky, the demigods. They reminded Lord Chaitanya that your avatar is for preaching the glories of the holy name. You will not go to Vrindavan now. Later you may go to Vrindavan. We are simply your servants. We are simply reminding you of your mission. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to postpone his journey to Vrindavan. And he came back to Navadvip. On the way back, he stopped in Kanai Natshala, a very beautiful place on the bank of the Ganga. It was there that Lord Chaitanya saw Krishna. This is the only recorded incident in Gaur Leela where Lord Chaitanya saw Krishna. And he went to touch Krishna, and Krishna disappeared. And then Lord Chaitanya was simply lamenting, Kaha Gela Krishna Murali Vadan, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Navadvip from Gaya, and then he just simply spoke about Krishna. He would take grammar classes, Nyaya and Vyakaran were his subjects, but in his classes he would simply speak about the name of Krishna. Somebody would ask him about verbal roots, and Nimai replied that Lord Krishna is the root of all roots. He is the Dhatu. Somebody asked about Varnashram, and Lord Chaitanya would speak about Lord Narayan. And then after 6 hours, he came back into normal and he asked, how did you find what I spoke? Everybody said, you did not speak anything else except Krishna. Nimai said, please go to some other teacher. I cannot speak grammar now. I just speak about Krishna. Wherever I see a beautiful cowherd boy. And then all the students said, we don't want to go to any other teacher. We simply want to follow you. So this was how Lord Chaitanya began preaching. And now we come to this particular instance which is described by Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari, Lord Chaitanya called for all the devotees, and he quoted this verse, same verse which Prabhupada is quoting here. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatanit. That in this age of Kali, the only means of perfection to chant the holy name, chant the holy name. Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that something is said 3 times for the purpose of emphasis. And nastyeva, nastyeva means not by karma, not by jnana, not by yoga, only by the holy name. Then further Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that a devotee who is engaged in chanting of the holy name, he should be humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, offering all respects to others, and expecting none in return. This verse is considered to be the crest jewel of all the verses, the most important teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Urdhva Bahu Kari. Urdhva means high. I raise my hands and declare that everybody please string this verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it on your neck for continuous remembrance. That this verse of Trinadapi Suni Chena, on the thread of the holy name, just like we have a thread and we put some beads here, so the thread of the holy name, one should put this verse. And Prabhupada explains here in the purport, the practice of Taro Riva Sahishnuna is very difficult. A devotee who is engaged in chanting Hare Krishna, he should, even if rebuked or chastised, he should not say anything to retaliate. Even if one is not wrong, suppose somebody is chastised for without any cause, one should tolerate it. Of course, sometimes for the service of the Lord, one may have to defend himself. Prabhupada gives the example of the tree. When the tree is cut to pieces, the tree does not protest. Shukiya na mage jal. Even if it is drying up, the tree does not ask for water. So, how to develop this quality? Prabhupada says, just by chanting Hare Krishna, one develops all good qualities automatically. One does not have to practice separately. A Vaishnava should not ask anything from anyone. If something comes without asking, he should accept it. But a devotee should not ask for personal maintenance. Such a person can always chant the holy name. There is a similar instance in the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the story of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami approached the Lord that now I am in the renounced order of life. What is my duty? He was so humble, he did not want to approach the Lord directly. He asked from Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Swarup Damodar Goswami asked Lord that Raghunath wants to ask some question. And Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, actually Swarup Damodar Goswami can answer it. But since you are asking me, so Lord Chaitanya again spoke this verse, Trinadapi Suni Chena. He says, Gramyak Varta Na Shuniba, Gramyak Varta Na Kahiba, Bhala Na Khaiba Ar, Bhala Na Puriba. The devotee should not hear material talks, nor speak material talks, and should not eat luxurious foods or dress very opulently. Vairagi Kare Sada Nama Sankirtan. A devotee in the renounced order of life should always engage in the chanting of the holy name. And this is real renunciation. Person may be in Grihastha Ashram or in Brahmachari Ashram, but if one is taken to the shelter of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then one is the topmost of the Paramahansa. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a Grihastha, but he was chanting the holy names. In addition to his responsibility, he was chanting 64 rounds plus 8 hours duty as a judge, plus he had a big family. So, the chanting of the holy name is beyond all varnashram. It's applicable to all varnas and all ashrams, taking shelter of the holy name. Then, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada is quoting Jiva Goswami. The verse is, Taramade Sarvashreshta Nama Sankirtan Niraparade Namalai Pai Premadhan. That among all types of the 9 process of devotional service, chanting the holy name is the most important. And if one does so, avoiding the 10 offenses, one will attain love for Krishna. Now, I will read this particular purport by Prabhupada. It is very relevant here. Jiva Goswami's quotation from Bhakti Sandarbha. Jiva Goswami is saying here that the chanting of the holy name is the chief means of attaining love of God. And this chanting does not depend on any paraphernalia or taking birth in a good family. It is simply by humility and meekness one attracts the attention of Krishna. This is the verdict of the Vedas. If one can become very humble and meek, he can easily attain the lotus feet of Krishna in this age of Kali. That is the fulfillment of all great sacrifices and penances and charity. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his writing, he is quoting one verse from the Puranas where he says, Nahi nama sama yagya, nahi nama sama punya, nahi nama sama tirtha. That there is no sacrifice, there is no austerity, or there is no pious credit which is equal to the chanting of the holy name. On one hand, if one is giving a charity of 10 million cows decorated with gold ornaments, that cannot compare to one sincere chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. What to speak of here in Vrindavan, we have so many wonderful devotees, 24-hour kirtan, and our leader Panchagoda Prabhu was just leading ecstatic kirtan. Always, this is the nature of a devotee, not only he wants to chant, but he wants to induce others to chant. Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Ishwara Puri told Lord Chaitanya, now you have attained perfection, now you go and distribute. So in short, if you want to say what is the mission of ISKCON, to chant Hare Krishna and to induce others to chant Hare Krishna. Everything else is meant to support this, to take shelter of the holy name. Further, Prabhupada is quoting from Jiva Goswami this particular verse, Nikhila Shruti Mauli Ratna Dyuti Nirajita Pada Pankaja. O Hari Nam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are being constantly worshipped by the Upanishads. You are eternally adored by liberated souls like Narada and Shukadev. I take complete shelter of your lotus feet. If you remember last time when I gave class here, I was telling there are two verses which Prabhupada says that after chanting one should recite these verses to overcome all offenses. So this is one of the verses. This is from the writings of Rupa Goswami called Namashtaka. And the second verse is from Bhagavatam. That is, Nivritta Tarsher Upagiyamana Bhavashyadi Shrota Manobirama. Further, Prabhupada is quoting from Sanatan Goswami's Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupa Murare Viramati Nijadharma Dhyana Pujadi Yatnam Katamapi Sakra Datanam Mukti Danam Praninam Yata Paramam Amritam Eka Jivanam Bhushanam Me. Chila Sanatan Goswami is explaining, all glories to the blissful holy name which causes the devotee to give up all conventional duty, meditation, worship. When some or other uttered, even once, Sakrita, the Sanskrit word Sakrita means even once, the living entity, even once he utters the holy name, Krishna, 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 that holy name awards him liberation. It is the highest nectar. It is my life, my only treasure. So, it's a very long purport. Further, Prabhupada, in one purport in the sixth canto, Ajamil's story, Prabhupada is quoting, Ajamil was saying after he got delivered from the Yamadutas, the Vishnutas came and saved him from the Yamadutas. So he was saying, I am such a sinful person, but now I have got another opportunity, I must control my mind and engage in devotional service. Now the purport is very touching, very, very instructive for all of us. Prabhupada says in the purport, every one of us should have this determination. We have been elevated to an exalted position by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And if we remember the opportunity we have and pray to Krishna, that we will not fall again. Our lives will be successful. Just think where we would be if we did not receive Prabhupada's mercy. You know, we would probably not be in a temple on a Sunday morning. You know, we would be in some other higher activities, so-called. You know. So we should be very grateful to Srila Prabhupada and to the devotees who are representing Srila Prabhupada that we have been given an opportunity. And now it's our duty to perfect it. Whatever Prabhupada has given us, just by following that, we can attain perfection. Then further, in the seventh canto, Prabhupada is quoting the example of Kaviraj Goswami and Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was, as you know, when Lord Narsingadev appeared, everybody was very fearful. So many demigods, even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they came to offer prayers. They offered their prayers, but Lord Narsingadev was not pacified. And then Lord Brahma told Prahlad, you go forward. And Prahlad, he began, he says, Brahma Adi Suraganaya Munayattva Siddha, that so many demigods who are in the mode of goodness, they are not able to satisfy you. I am Ugra Jata. I am born in the family of Asuras. How can I please you? I am unqualified. So in the purport to this verse from 7th canto, Prabhupada writes here, a Vaishnava who is fully qualified to serve the Lord, he thinks himself to be totally unqualified. He gives the example of Kaviraj Goswami. Jagai madai haite muise papishta. Kaviraj Goswami is saying that I am more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. I am lower than a worm in the stool. Anybody who hears my name, he becomes sinful. Anybody who speaks my name, he will lose all pious credit. A Vaishnava should think like this. One should not be proud of his Vaishnava qualification. Then again Prabhupada quotes this verse, Trinada Pisamich. Unless one is meek and humble, to make spiritual progress is very difficult. Now next, we come to this point where Prabhupada says, let people chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly, and especially at the time of death. In Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada is quoting the story of Parikshit Maharaj. As you know, Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to die within 7 days. And he left everything and he went to the bank of the Ganga to take shelter of Mother Ganga and take shelter of all the devotees. So in the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada is giving the meaning of the word perseverant. When a person is undisturbed, even in the presence of various disturbances, he is called perseverant, reserved. An example is in the story of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj is preparing for death, and many, many great sages come there, including Vyasadeva and ultimately Shukadeva Goswami. And he offers these prayers, very beautiful prayers. He says, my dear Brahmanas, please accept me as your surrendered servant. I have come to the bank of the Ganga just to devote my heart to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Please bless me. And Mother Ganga, please bless me. Please be pleased with me. Let the curse come upon me. I do not mind whether a snake bird may come and bite me. But only bless me that I may always at the last moment chant the holy name of Vishnu and realize his transcendental qualities. This is the ultimate thing. Ante Narayana Smriti. This Bengali saying which Prabhupada would often quote, Bhajan Kare Sadhan Kare Murte Samajan. That whatever sadhana we have done will be tested at the time of death. Very beautiful prayer which is a letter written by Srila Prabhupada to one disciple, Devananda Prabhu. Prabhupada says, we should pray to Krishna, my dear Krishna, please remind me to always chant your holy name. You are within my heart. From you comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. So please give me remembrance of your lotus feet. It doesn't matter if you send me to hell, as long as I can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I remember one incident in Prabhupada Leela. Please correct me, I may be mistaken. I'm a small child speaking. There's one instance, I don't remember details, but some devotees in Australia, someplace, they were arrested and put in jail. And they wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada that we have to come out of the jail and we have to hire lawyers, so we need some money. And Prabhupada replied, what is the need of coming out? You can chant in the jail. Is that correct, Ravi? Yes. You can just chant in the jail, Hare Krishna. And actually, it's a fact. There was one incident in Mayapur just about a couple of years back. One devotee was, for some strange reason, he was arrested and he was in the Krishnanagar police station. And then he wrote to his Guru Maharaj, like Jayapatak Swami Maharaj. And Jayapatak Maharaj, following in the footsteps of Prabhupada, said, you chant there and preach there. I remember when I was I had just come to Krishna consciousness in 1977. It was in Juhu temple, Radha Ras Bihari. And I was fortunate to have some little mercy, some darshan of Prabhupada, a few lectures in the March 77, there was a big Pandal program. So, and just after Prabhupada, actually Prabhupada's strong desire was to be there for the opening of Radha Ras Bihari temple. But Krishna's plan is supreme. So, Prabhupada left in November 77. And just a couple of months later, the inauguration took place in January 1978. So after some time, there were some problems were there and some devotees were arrested and put into jail. I remember one devotee, Amoghalila Prabhu, and many, many other devotees were there. And I was given this service. I was taking prasad for the devotees in the jail. And I was thinking that this would be a very, the jail is not a very desirable place. But when I saw the devotees in the jail, they looked so blissful and they were preaching. And many of the residents of the jail, they were also chanting, So in other words, what we hear in the Shastra is not theory. Devotees in our society, they are living up to it. And it's the challenge for all of us also, that to live up to what Prabhupada expects. And I will end with just one small lecture by Prabhupada, two lines. This was a lecture given in Calcutta in 1973. Prabhupada says, our prescription is chant Hare Krishna without stop. Our only prescription is that we should simply chant Hare Krishna without any disturbance, without any obstacle. And even if death comes, Prabhupada is giving us a hint how to prepare. He says, even if death comes, death may come any moment, the time of death, you can just say one word, and that is Krishna, Krishna. Or you remember Krishna, then everything is successful. So let us chant Hare Krishna 24 hours. If you are determined that I will chant Hare Krishna, nobody can check. So I have given the 16 rounds, but gradually you should increase and come to the level of constant chanting. So let us pray to Srila Prabhupada, pray to the Gaur Nitai Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar. We can get this quality of constantly chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Some divine comments by Shuddha Kirti Prabhu or Panchagoda Prabhu. Please bless me. What I can speak is very easy, but I can follow. I need your blessing. Any comments or any questions? Yes, Mataji, you like to say something? Prabhu, please wait for answering. I would like you to answer. Mataji, because some words of enlightenment. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for this wonderful class and this beautiful dawn. Actually, I am not very, I am not senior as you at the Kanchiwana, but I was very, I want to ask, how can we identify he is a pure, she is pure, and he is a pure devotee? How can we identify? First question.
One at a time. Shuddha Kirti Prabhu will answer the first one, Panchagoda Prabhu the second. Just one small question. Please give the mic. No. Please, I'm begging you.
I insist you.
Shuddha Kirti Prabhu, at least.
No,
I will repeat the question. Please. Her question is, how to identify a pure devotee? How to identify who is a pure devotee? Yes, second question Panchagoda Prabhu will answer. What is the second question, Mataji? Please speak the second question. Now please listen. You cannot say that I did not hear the question.
The second question goes to the Panchagoda Prabhu. So please kindly tell us that how can we just be a pure devotee, like parameters. What are the parameters? So I want to ask the parameters from which we can grow for our devotional services. Like what are the services we are doing for the Lord, Kirtan, chanting services, What are the Arjuna? So I'm not satisfied with the answer. That's what I'm asking again and again.
Hare Krishna. Ball is in your court now.
You have to read Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna asked Krishna, what are the symptoms of a Vaishnava or of a devotee, a pure devotee? And Krishna very clearly gives that the characteristics of what is a pure devotee. And throughout the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Srila Kirtan said, Sadhu Shastra Guru, that we're hearing from Prabhupada's lectures, we're reading his books, and we're following his instructions. And whatever bad qualities we may have, simply by following the word of the spiritual master, you develop all of the qualities. And then you'll be able to recognize others. We're not here to judge who's a pure devotee, who's not a pure devotee, but we're genuinely attracted by someone who awakens love for Krishna or reminds us of Krishna, and that person is chanting the holy name, inspiring us in Krishna consciousness. Then we accept them as a Vaishnava.
Also, last class I gave, I read one letter in which Prabhupada said, don't try to make that distinguish who is pure, who is not pure. He said, all of my disciples who are sincere, you see them as pure devotees. They're all pure devotees. There's degrees of purity. Everyone is
sincerely serving Krishna.
He needs to be accepted as pure devotee. He needs to be followed.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Jai Shila Prabhupada. Jai.